AstraZeneca's boss says he wouldn't change a thing about his company's COVID response. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The chief executive of the British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant was knighted over the weekend by Britain's Queen Elizabeth, becoming Sir Pascal Soriot for his leadership in the global response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Unlike some other drug makers, his company, AstraZeneca, offered its doses at cost, so not for a profit, at the height of the pandemic. In November, though, the company reversed course on that policy, and it is expected to make a modest income from the vaccine, though it says it will continue to supply it on a not-for-profit basis to poorer nations. The BBC's Monica Miller caught up with Sir Pascal in Singapore to talk about that decision and the wider impact of the pandemic on the business.
Even at their latest quarter earnings, you can see that that's not really where they're making their money these days. The focus is on some of their cancer drugs and moving in a different direction now that COVID isn't just a pandemic, but moving into the endemic phase. I asked him exactly what does he think the role is of a drug maker, especially in a time of crisis.
We'll focus on R&D. And of course, everybody would want our products for free or for very low prices. If you are sick, you want to have access to it. And that's totally understandable. But if we want to be able to fund R&D and invest in new medicines and innovation, you have to have some profitability.
Monica, did Mr. Soriot say whether he would have done anything differently throughout the pandemic, whether they would have changed their policy on not charging a price that would have given them a profit?
It's a tricky question for anyone, but particularly someone who's in charge of making a vaccine that everyone was looking at to save the world, essentially. And he said, you know, certainly hindsight is valuable, but the decisions he had to make at that time, he said he wouldn't have done anything differently. Certainly there were setbacks, but, you know, when you look at the amount of people that were able to be vaccinated in different parts of the world that don't have those resources, he said he was very proud of what the pharmaceutical was able to achieve.
And more broadly, AstraZeneca says that it's forecasting a slowdown in sales in China this year. Is that mostly because of the very strict pandemic lockdown that we've seen there over the last several months?
It's part of it, but he also said that there are a lot of patents that are expiring, so they had projected that there would be a bit of a contraction, but certainly factories that are being closed in places like Shanghai over the past 2 months hasn't helped their bottom line.
The BBC's Monica Miller for us. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, shares of AstraZeneca are up 0.9% in today's session here in London. Checking some other numbers now. Ongoing concerns, though, about raging global inflation and the need for higher interest rates is dominating market sentiment. Stocks across Europe are trading to the downside today. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is down 0.5%, while benchmarks across Asia ended their session mixed. $5 billion is at least how much Sri Lanka's new Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe told Parliament his country will need over the next 6 months to maintain just basic living standards. The nation, as we've been reporting, is in the midst of a severe financial crisis, and securing such funding is challenging, as the BBC's Andrew Wood explains.
One thing that, of course, we don't know about is the International Monetary Fund. Now, Sri Lanka is talking to the International Monetary Fund to try and get loans to keep it going. And that's the point of the International Monetary Fund, a lender of last resort, so countries can borrow foreign currency to keep going. But that depends also on the stability of the government. Although this prime minister hasn't been in power for more than a few weeks, already people are calling for him to resign as well.
That's the BBC's Andrew Wood reporting there. Do we have any Stranger Things fans in the house? If so, you might have noticed a song that's been running through the latest episodes of the fourth season, which just recently dropped on Netflix. It's a ditty by English singer Kate Bush from 1985 called Running Up That Hill, and it's used in the show has spurred an unexpected revival of the song on music charts around the world, as the BBC's Harry Bly reports.
If only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him to swap out the loose.
It's first heard in a scene in which the character Max Mayfield, played by Sadie Sink, is listening to it on a cassette player. The tune then continues throughout the first 7 episodes to illustrate her storyline. And it's because of this feature that many younger people, who won't have been alive when it was released almost 37 years ago, have become enticed and started using it on the massively popular video sharing app TikTok. The original song has been used in 594,000 videos, not including the dozens of remixes and covers.
And if I could, I'd make a deal with
and it's the combination of both the sheer popularity of Stranger Things and TikTok's huge influence on the music industry that the track made a surprise re-entry into the charts. Right now, it's number 4 on the Spotify charts, 8th in the British official top 40, and is the number 1 song on the iTunes charts. In a rare statement on her website, Kate Bush thanked Stranger Things fans for giving her song a new lease of life. This isn't the first time a song has been revived this way. In fact, Stranger Things have happened in 2020, when Fleetwood Mac's 1977 song Dreams re-entered the charts thanks to a viral video of a man skateboarding through Los Angeles while listening to that classic track.
Yep, I think that one's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Finally, it's weathered a chicken shortage earlier this year. Now, Kentucky Fried Chicken is swapping cabbage for lettuce at stores across Australia. That's as the nation grapples with a lettuce shortage due to recent floods, which have caused the price of the vegetable to surge. Social media users have posted photos of lettuces costing 3 times their usual price. It's important to point out Australia has also, like many countries around the world, been hit by food supply chain issues caused by the war in Ukraine and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.